15. Training Seminar. We'd been sparring for nearly an hour when I finally saw an opening I thought I could use. When we first got to the training fields, I started to unsheathe my new daggers until she reminded me how much harder they hit and that she'd rather not feel it. Well, assuming I hit her. She handed me some basic daggers to borrow during the training. They were identical to what I would have gotten if I'd picked daggers as my starting weapons. After using the short swords for so long, they felt tiny in comparison. On the other hand, I appreciated the fact that I'd be able to attack much more quickly with these. She was also using basic daggers like those I had. I'd been punished several times already with quick, shallow cuts on my shoulders, biceps, and forearms for overextending. I'd also gotten some cuts on the face after she got tired of me playing it too safe. In those situations, she'd send a feint towards my abdomen with her main hand, only to slash my cheek with her offhand. This time I'd managed to pull off a feint of my own, baiting her with a half-committed slash from the right. I waited on her to decide it was another teachable moment and go in to slash my arm. When she did, I was ready and deftly snapped the hand back before knocking her hand away. This created an opening, but not the one I was planning to attack. As she went to block with her other hand, I was already bringing my offhand up to push her arm in the same direction the other went, opening the flank opposite where I had originally telegraphed an attack. Two quick slashes got me what I was waiting for. You hit L for 2 damage. You hit L for 2 damage. New skill, daggers, level 1. Plus 1% attack speed per damage per level. Your dual wielding has increased to 9. Your parry has increased to 6. Your daggers has increased to 2. Quest, Rogue 3, complete. Yes! As soon as I saw the first notification, I threw my hands up in surrender before bowing to Elle and thanking her for the training. I reviewed everything I'd just earned and went to my skill list to see where to spend my points. That's when I realized I didn't have enough available skill levels. I had to raise my intellect. I immediately ran to Popple with a plan. I had to make this week count. A day and a mind-numbing number of fetch quests and kill quests later, I had gotten 2 levels off of these local quests. According to Alfred, starting areas like this were designed to be able to take a player up to level 10, but not quite how I did it. The average player did a bunch of quests and helped the village in small ways. We killed a small army of kobolds, an orc barbarian, and a goddamn dragon. For both levels, I dumped all bonus points into intellect. I hated losing out on a chance for increased survivability, but I really needed a good cushion for my skill levels. After accepting the changes to my stats and closing the screen, my notifications rapidly became inundated with the deferred skill gains the game had been telling me about for the last few days. Your daggers has increased to 5. Your tracking has increased to 4. Your dual wielding has increased to 10. Your stealth has increased to 9. With those gains, I no longer needed to use my saved points for daggers, so I decided to hold on to them for a bit longer. Now it was time for phase 2 of the plan Popple agreed to help with. You see, a player could learn skills by just doing whatever task it was the skill assisted with, but it was better and faster to learn from someone. Just like in real life, you would eventually learn how to fix a dryer on your own, but there were fewer structure fires if you just got some training. That meant I needed professional trainers from around the village. Before I started questing outside the town, Popple said they had plenty of craftsmen and such that could teach me any of the standard skills I wanted to learn. Thanks to my new status with the village, it was also pretty easy to convince him to have these trainers issue me quests during the training for using my skills in crafting certain things. This way, I could get some crafting experience and skills while they potentially got merchandise to sell. Those quests became my life for the next several days. Thanks to the time dilation when crafting, I was able to pick up tons of skills quickly as well. First, there was learning glassworking. While I expected to learn only glass blowing, The skill covered all facets of production of glass items. That also included the ability to make arms and armor from glass. The trainer for these skills said there was magic involved in turning such things into effective tools for combat, but they made great decorations until one had access to that magic. I'm not afraid to admit I nearly got myself killed during the glass-blowing training. Apparently having molten glass on one end of a big metal straw and then inhaling through it was considered to be a terrible idea. Something about burning your lungs with air the temperature of the aforementioned molten glass. New skill, glass working, level 1. Increases the chances of successfully crafting items from glass. I struggled a bit with shaping anything complex. I could get simple enough shapes once I picked up the first rank in the skill, but I wasn't exactly going to be making elaborate tobacco water pipes for any of my hippie friends. The local alchemist was requesting a large order of vials in order to make potions for the mine. Apparently, the miners were a bit out of practice and had inflicted a few minor injuries upon themselves and each other. Also, some had pacing problems and had requested stamina potions. This was as good an opportunity for the glassworkers as it was for the alchemist. Well, I guess I was on the list of beneficiaries for multiple reasons. I kept practicing until I got the requirement that the local glassworker told me to hit. Your glassworking has increased to 5. Since I'd gotten a high enough level in the skill to easily make simple vials, the shop offered me a quest to make them for the alchemist. I wouldn't get paid for it in gold, but I got experience and a basic set of equipment for working with glass so I could work on it on my own. After working on the vials for a couple of dilated hours, I was soon moving on to the alchemist with some crates of vials, a big chunk of XP, and another skill notification. Your glassworking has increased to 8. The work of an alchemist, it turned out, required several different skills. Alchemy and herbalism were required for the basics, with some others needed for more complicated elixirs. Thankfully, the local alchemist was more than willing to train me after receiving word from Popple of what I'd done. She quickly went over the basics of both alchemy and herbalism with some simple processes involving processing some common medicinal plants and combining them with solvents to turn them into a basic tincture for healing minor wounds. It wasn't a full-blown potion, but it was enough to get me the skills. New skill, alchemy, level 1, allows you to craft any potion, elixir, etc., which you meet the minimum skill level for. Learning alchemy was a good lesson in not all crafting skills are created equal. Whereas glassworking was largely up to my creativity and control over movement, temperature, and other variables, alchemy was a very exacting science. This also meant that you had to have the recipe for a particular potion. I don't mean you had to touch a piece of paper and suddenly know how to make stuff forever. I mean you had to have it on hand to follow exactly. Otherwise, you'd have a chance of failure that could sometimes be catastrophic. My teacher in this endeavor was very patient and informative with regards to both my alchemy and herbalism skills. She went through everything from proper measuring and pouring techniques to how to identify plants in the wild. Under her guidance, it was easy to earn rapid increases to my skills. Your alchemy has increased to 5. Your chemistry has increased to 5. Getting the 2 basic skills to 5 were enough for me to earn my first job, along with a mini barrage of notifications. New job, alchemist, crafting. Requirement, alchemy 5. Herbalism 5. Intellect 20. Bonuses, +4 intellect, +2 willpower per level, +1 effective alchemy and herbalism levels per level. 1% chance per level to craft extra doses or portions per craft attempt. Jobs. Jobs serve as a means to specialize and enhance the power of your base class. Each job can gain experience and levels, but only when active. When a combat job is active, your base class will not gain experience. If you do not have a job activated, experience earned will go to your base class. When leveling a job and earning bonus attribute points, those points are added to your class attributes, but only when that job is active. You receive all bonuses from those attributes with the exception of increased skill levels from intellect. Don't forget, you can have as many jobs as you meet the requirements for and can change them at any time. Minor trait obtained. Novice artisan. Requirement. Gain a purely crafting job. Effect. Learn and increase crafting skills at a higher rate. Note, this trait works even when you do not have a crafter job active. Achievement earned. I'm like an onion. Gain 3 or more traits after character creation. Reward. Free level. World first bonus. Double normal reward. Achievement earned. A certain set of skills. Gain your first job. Reward. 5 free skill points. 2 free fucking levels! And 5 skill points? Everything's coming up, all trades! I threw all 10 points into intellect without thinking twice. If I'm about to start learning faster, then I will need all the room for growth I can get. And on top of all this, it scaled my XP up, which meant I was around 50% towards the next level, even though my level just went up twice. I decided to hold on to the skill points for now to see where I was at when all the training was done. Thankfully, the alchemist was more than willing to let me continue helping her so I could pick up more skill levels and recipes. Since I'd hit skill level 5, she was able to give me the recipe for minor health potions, which were in almost as high demand as minor stamina potions. The stamina variety was arguably more in demand, but it sold for very little when the miners bought it due to how cheap and easy it was to craft. The only way for the alchemist to make a noticeable amount of money off of them was to mass produce them. She kept that task to herself while I worked on the minor health potions. Something about my abysmal brewing speed. I couldn't help being a noob. I did start to learn a lot about the finer points of the craft, such as when to add wood ingredients, exactly when to add or remove heat, some warning signs of an impending alchemy failure, and how to quickly record new formulas in some sort of special shorthand. Once the quest was complete, she gave me a small journal and another chunk of experience, which managed to level me again. Apparently, this was still worth half a level of experience. Maybe these quests were guaranteed to grant half a level worth of experience. Either way, this time the points went into strength since I had a feeling it would come in handy during my next stop. The next stop for training was the smithy. I already knew what I wanted to learn to do, but it blew my mind that they made it 3 separate skills. Either way, by the end of the day, I'd be able to make armor and weapons and all sorts of other weird shit. Of course, before I could do that, the smithy made me learn to purify ore. Something about shitty smiths using shitty materials to make shitty projects, and I'll not have you shitifying my anvil. Definitely a real people person, this guy. New skill, smelting, level 1. Allows you to smelt ores up to your skill level. And now I have smelting eating up a skill cap. This better be worth it. Although, this made me wonder why tanning wasn't its own skill. It was probably an oversight early on that no one could be bothered to change because it would upset the balance of things. I spent a solid 4 hours smelting before he was satisfied with my progress. My reward was even fewer available skill levels and his permission to learn to be a smith. We started with basic anvil work. Heating, shaping, reheating, shaping, on and on. It wasn't a glamorous or exciting endeavor. In fact, it was one of the most boring things I'd ever done at first. 45 minutes into hammering on this metal in an attempt to get it flat and smooth, I was starting to think I might just skip all of it. I mean, I wasn't wearing metal armor and I could buy swords somewhere, right? Just then, I managed to catch the last warped section at just the right angle and with just the right pressure, and I was rewarded with the blacksmithing skill. Thank you, baby Jesus! New skill, blacksmithing, level 1. Allows you to forge metal objects other than weapons and armor based on skill level. Oh, right. 2 more skills to learn here, and they're more complicated than this one. Heat control is something to keep in mind when you're making sheet metal or nails or something equally mundane, since it can affect the integrity of the thing you're trying to make. But swords and armor are an exercise in, well, being really anal about the whole damn process. At one point, I made the mistake of asking why we had to hammer the swords into shape instead of just pouring the metal into a mold. The village smith laughed for 5 minutes. The worst part was, he never answered the fucking question. 3 hours of crafting later, and I'd gotten armor smithing and weapon smithing. New skill, armor smithing, level 1, allows you to forge metal armor based on your skill level. Quality of items crafted improves based on skill level as well. New skill, weapon smithing, level 1, allows you to forge metal weapons based on your skill level. Quality of items crafted improves based on skill level as well. Another 6 hours later, and I'd finished my quests for the smith and gotten all my smithing skills a bit higher. I was rather pleased with the results. Your blacksmithing has increased to 5. Your armor smithing has increased to 6. Your weapon smithing has increased to 8. Finishing quests for all 3 skills got me an entire level this time, and the points all went into vitality to bring my health up to a respectable amount. I also got a new job, and another shotgun blast of notifications to work through. This was really starting to become a habit for me. New job, smithy, crafting. Requirement, 2 smithing skills at level 5 or higher, strength 20. Bonuses, plus 3 strength, plus 3 endurance per level, plus 1 to all known smithing skills per level, plus 1% additional quality bonus to crafted items per level. Achievement earned, 2 certain sets of skills. Gain your second job. Reward, 10 free skill points. World first bonus, double reward. Minor trait obtained, man of crafts. Requirement, learn 10 or more crafting skills. Effect, once per day, you may designate a particular crafting task to have an increased chance of being exceptional. Note, exceptional crafted items have double normal quality, are more receptive to enchantment, and have a rare chance of being created with a natural enchantment. Note number 2. Natural enchantments are enchantments caused by bringing out the innate magic of a material. They differ from enchantments placed on an item by an enchanter in that they are restricted based on the materials and are much rarer. A second job? Looks like I'm crafting my ass off when we get to the capital. Speaking of, I need to remember to get alchemy equipment whenever we finally get set up in our new home, I think to myself. And I really can't wait to try my luck at the whole natural enchantment thing. I reviewed all of my skills to figure out where to spend the extra points now that I'd gotten another big chunk of them. I was sitting on 34 unspent bonus skill points, so it was time to use them up. Unfortunately, once I used them, I'd only have 21 points of available skill levels with my current intellect. That seemed like a lot at first, but it could fill surprisingly quickly. Forcing myself to make a decision, I immediately put 10 into management. It gave me a 10% increase in the management point accrual rate and would help me build up the mine much more quickly. It also gave me a second supervisor slot, which doubled my base production rate and led to a lot more profit off of gems and silver, plus a whole lot more iron to take to sell to the human kingdom. Next 10 went into haggle. I'd been waiting on selling the loot because I figured I could come up with a way to increase the profits, and one fell into my lap. I decided to put 10 into dodge. I knew it wouldn't always be sunshine in capitalism, and I was really falling in love with my don't-get-hit philosophy in combat. I didn't think I'd ever be as good as a full-blown dodge tank, but I could dream, right? That left me with 4 points to dump somewhere. Not really sure what else to do with them, I put 2 each into alchemy and herbalism. The very last crafting task to be done was to make myself some armor. Elle was as excited as I was to see how it would turn out. I never expected it, but she loved making leather armor. She always struck me as a thrill-of-the-fight type, but it seemed like this was her real passion.
"Honestly, I'm a little nervous about trying this," she said to me while digging out some sketches and patterns.
"And why's that?" I asked, curious as to why she of all people would be nervous.
"Normally, you'd want to make certain pieces out of leather, but make the main material of the armor itself metal. With this dragon skin, though, we can harden it like one would for making a sturdy case or storage chest covered with leather, except we're making armor. I think we can actually make something more akin to metal armor," she finished as she pulled a certain design out.
It was essentially a cuirass with smaller, independent pieces on the extremities to protect them. It was clear from the sketches that it was intended to be metal.
Hopefully Elle is right about it being doable with this dragon hide.
Before getting started, I activated my new Man of Crafts ability to make sure I had a chance of making something really badass with this leather. I supposed the skill was just going to be for big-ticket items like this from then on. Even with time dilation from crafting, it took the better part of a day in real time to get it cut, softened enough to shape, then hardened back up. When we did finally get it shaped and hardened, it felt like steel. We got the cuirass done first, since it was the biggest piece and therefore the most material to work. Apparently, the boiling done to soften it didn't affect the dragon skin for as long as it tended to with other leathers. This meant we had to work as fast as possible to shape it before it was immovable. The rest of the smaller pieces took almost no time to finish in comparison, since there was so little material. After all the pieces were done, I laid them out on a table and received the pop-up I hoped for. Man of Crafts activated. Quality increased by 40%. Defense increased to 7. Chance of natural enchantment, 40%. Bonus 35% chance for using material from magical creature. Natural enchantment success. Calculating enchantment. Due to creator's skills and abilities, plus nature of creature used for material, this has produced a unique item. Jack of Clubs. Unique armor. Quality, 40%. Defense, 7, base 5. Attribute bonuses. Plus 5 strength. Plus 5 agility. Plus 10 intellect. Skill bonuses. Plus 5 dodge. Plus 5 stealth. Plus 1 to crafting skills. Elle and I just stared at it for a few seconds before we looked at each other, slack-jawed and bug-eyed. Then we just screamed in excitement.
"Oh my God, Jack! That is the best armor I've ever seen!"
"Really?"
I asked, trying to hold in my own excitement so it didn't feed hers and make her any more hyperactive. She calmed down and got incredibly serious on me suddenly.
"Jack, you don't understand. The stat boosts are decent. But the fact that you get 10 skill levels plus the crafting boost? That's unheard of. You must have done something amazing in a previous life to build up the good karma for this," she said.
"Yeah, I was a real saint. What can I say?" I replied with a nervous chuckle. I knew I'd done nothing in my life to deserve any good karma, but I wouldn't turn down some good old-fashioned dumb luck if it was going to help me on the path to riches. I threw on the armor and it fit like a dream. It was like wearing regular clothing that didn't restrict movement, but it was also as hard as steel. I can only imagine what it would be like if we used the hide of an adult dragon. My next order of business was upgrading the mine. Now that it had finished its first week, I had way more points than I expected. Apparently, the bonuses from my skill increases hit early enough this week to increase the overall weekly point production. I had 11,000 points! I brought up the menu again and looked over my options for a few minutes. After deliberation, I first expanded the third floor. Through more dumb luck, it was a 100% expansion, which doubled my silver production. That left me with almost 4,000 points. I expanded the rail system 2 more times to double the current effect. I didn't have enough points for any additional upgrades I wanted, so I banked them for now. Still, it was mind-blowing to see how much it could grow in just a week. The last thing to handle was money. I went around to the various shops and started selling off loot wherever they would take it. With all my bonuses to the prices I could sell for, our loot sold for almost 7,000 gold.
After taking my cuts and paying debts and what I owed the miners, I had around 5,000 gold left. That wasn't counting my mine's first week of operations, though. With the boost in production, I grossed over 11,000 gold from the first week. I paid the next week of wages for the mines and made an agreement with Popple for him to just pay my workers out of whatever he'd give me normally after this week. This way, I knew my people were always paid. Nick and I said our goodbyes and promised to come visit again whenever we could. Nick would apparently be required to at some point in the future, but he didn't know exactly when. It was something to do with further training. And with everything sorted financially for the time being, I relaxed in the wagon I was riding in to the human realms and took a look at my character sheet in its entirety for the first time in a while. Plenty of growth for the first week and a half. Jack All Trades, 14, Rogue, Alchemist, Smithy, Strength, 25, asterisk, Agility, 82, asterisk, Vitality, 40, asterisk, Intellect, 120, asterisk, Willpower, 10, Endurance, 39, asterisk. Asterisk equals modified by item. Skills, Gadgets and Trick Weapons, 6, Light Armor, 7, Short Swords, 8, Dual Wielding, 10, Block, 5, Parry, 6, Dodge, 20, Bluff, 2, Haggle, 20, Stealth, 9, Lockpick, 5, Tracking, 4, Leadership, 10, Perception, 10, Skinning, 12, Management, 20, Mining, 10, Daggers, 5, Leatherworking, 10, Glassworking, 6, Alchemy, 5, Herbalism, 5, Smelting, 5, Blacksmithing, 5, Armorsmithing, 6, Weaponsmithing, 8. Asterisk equals modified by item.